This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You heard yesterday on our program as the news broke that the Illinois House passed the gradual increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. And now that the Senate has done that as well, it goes to Governor Pritzker for his signature. He says he's going to sign it before his budget address on Wednesday. But while it wasn't a slam dunk by any means, because a number of Republicans in both chambers voted against it, including State Representative Dan Swanson, who joins us here in studio tonight for a bit. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Will. It's always a pleasure to be here
to
visit with
you. I hope we didn't take you away. I know you were at the Lions Club Pancake Day. We didn't take you away from that, did we?
Absolutely. If my eyes are hanging a little bit, it might be because I'm a little tired from that great meal there.
We'll get you some coffee here.
All right.
Everything
thank you.
Will be fine.
Or we'll visit Iron Spikes later.
Oh, don't tempt me on that either, Dan. But now I'll tell you, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when I was down in Springfield for Governor Pritzker's inauguration. You had serious concerns about what a minimum wage increase would do. Can you talk a little bit about that? And had anything changed from when we talked about a month ago to now?
Well, no, nothing really changed. The business owners were all very concerned. And Jessica Linder at the Galesburg Chamber was able to help put together some numbers polling businesses throughout the area. So she got those to me, and they were exactly what we thought they'd be. You know, they interviewed 550 businesses throughout Illinois, and of those 550 businesses, 51% said they were probably going to lay off employees. And one even more dramatic than that is that, 63.5% reducing hours, and actually 16.6% potentially closing their doors. And that's kind of what we thought it was going to happen, that it's going to be a big shift here in Illinois.
I heard some people say on the reverse of that, that if there are these perhaps small businesses even that are threatening to close their doors if this increase goes up, then I heard some people say, well, maybe they didn't need to be in business anyway because they don't know how to run a business. It can't possibly be as simple as that, I imagine.
No, yeah, I can't see that at all. You know, I've talked to many business owners who said they wish they made $15 an hour when they consider the hours they put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which small business can we do without in our neighborhood? Can we do without Service Master? Can we do without the auto repair business? Which small business do we say, you know, you're not a very good businessman? Leave Illinois anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to be the one to tell them that for any reason whatsoever.
Right. You know, and right now in the agricultural community, I'm a farmer, and you know, my costs are tremendous, and to pay an employee $15 an hour, where do I go with my costs? Who do I pass my costs on to? It's difficult as a farmer to do that, and you know, when you talk with our schools, when you talk with our local governments, the only way they can recoup from this is raising property taxes. And property taxes is our biggest concern. So,
that said, though, it's been a long time since, outside of Chicago, the minimum wage in Illinois has gone up. Should something be done?
Well, something should be done, and that's our party, the Republican Party, was not considered or even a part of any of these discussions. And
how come, do you think? Just because you're Republicans, or was there something else?
Well, I think it was a political decision that Governor Pritzker and his campaign said, I'm going to raise minimum wage of $15 an hour, and I don't want anybody to get in my way. We hope that this isn't a trend, that when we start talking about redistricting, that we can be a part of those discussions. Some of the gun control measures, we haven't been a part of those discussions, but hopefully we can be as we move forward. But
conversely, though, I heard, you know, people when Bruce Rauner was governor say, oh, that was kind of, you know, that governor's tact for a while was sort of this my way or the highway sort of thing. It sounds like, though, that's what you're saying Governor Pritzker's doing.
Well, one of the best examples of working together is on the school reform legislation we did. That was a very good example of how to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently will be appointing the General Assembly Auditor General who will look at how business is conducted, and that was done very cordial with all parties meeting on that. So it can be done with great results. When we're not included in discussions, there's not always good results. But your question on should minimum wage has been raised.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many businesses today pay minimum wage because the workforce is so small that, you know, to get good qualified candidates, you have to offer more money.
Yeah. That said, there are still a lot of people out of work in this area and in this part of Illinois that we're maybe looking forward to maybe trying to either or underemployed that are we're looking desperately at anything they could to get more money into their homes. What would you say to them?
Well, unfortunately, this isn't going to create jobs, raising minimum wage to $15 an hour. It's going to most likely increase the unemployment rates in the district or within the areas here. When we look at our junior colleges, who hire a lot of kids through the summer programs, some of those aren't going to be able to employ at those schools because of this. Same with the seasonal jobs. It's going to be a different environment, I'm afraid.
We talked yesterday with KCCDD and not-for-profits, it sounds like, are going to be hit pretty hard with this. And in the case of KCCDD, Mark Rudolph told us, look, we'd love to be able to pay our employees more, but we also haven't had an increase in funding from the state for a long time, and I need more money to pay from the state to pay those salaries when that comes up.
Absolutely. When we look at what this is going to cost the state of Illinois, estimated in Governor Pritzker's estimates, $1 billion by raising the minimum wage. If we wouldn't have used a minimum wage and could have worked together, possibly that $1 billion could have gone to groups like KCCDD and other health organizations or some of the nonprofits that we spoke of. Yeah, I've talked with Mark about this, and it's devastating what it's going to mean to him and to his and to the people that he serves every day on a daily basis.
Sounds to me, on the whole, you're saying that sounds like bipartisanship would have been needed here. I have this worry now that I'm thinking about it that bipartisanship is going to die a slow, painful death here at the Capitol.
Well, unfortunately, when we look at the numbers in the House, there's 74 Democrats and 44 Republicans. That doesn't give us much of a bargaining chip. Yeah. We did have three, maybe four Democrats who did support. Or who did oppose this legislation?
Downstate Democrats.
Downstate, and actually one from up in the Chicago area. So it was a strange vote for that. But when you look at the reason that it was raised was because of Chicago and the border collar counties up there. But
they're closer to $15 an hour anyway.
Exactly. So it's Chicago once again imposing what they believe is best for the state. When one of the questions was, to the sponsor, have you ever run a small business or have you ever ran a business? And a good, fair question, of course, the answer was no.
Yeah. I'm almost out of time, but next week we have the governor's budget address on Wednesday. That's, given what's just happened and that said, do you expect a kind of a pleasant tone by the time we get to next week?
Well, the thing we're going to be looking at is where's all this revenue going to come from?
Yeah.
That's going to take to fix these holes that we've now got in the road is another income tax increase coming. So the first year, it's a dollar raise in minimum wage. How much of that is actually going to go into pocket or how much of it's going to go towards more income tax or fuel tax or road tax or mileage tax or whatever the next piece of bad news comes around?
Yeah. Governor Pritzker has said that so far the deficit looks to be higher than he originally thought. Is that true, and is that surprising, if so?
Well, certainly not surprising. It's certainly, that's common for incoming governors, presidents, to say that it's worse than what it looked like when I was campaigning.
Yeah.
But we'll all sit patiently and listen to that budget address next Wednesday, and I'm sure you'll be broadcasting. I'm sure we'll be talking about that, too.
Is there anything, Dan, you would like to hear Governor Pritzker, other than what you just mentioned, bring up in his budget address next week?
Well, maybe, there's a lot of legislation that's going to be coming before us here in big, fast, and furious ways. To maybe slow down some of the tempo that he's been creating. Do we really need to rush into legalizing and the recreational marijuana? Or is that something we can put on a slower track to do more work? Do we really need to do all this gun legislation? Isn't there something that could possibly slow that train down? And, some of this legislation that, the minimum wage, he's been governor less than a month, and we're mm-hmm. passing major pieces of legislation. Just involve both parties, make it an issue for both of us to talk about, and and then maybe we can come up with some better legislation.
All right. On that note, we're out of time. State Representative Dan Swanson, glad that we got some time of yours today. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll wait till Wednesday and see what happens, right?
Right. Yes, we are. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Will. Stay tuned. We will have business, news, and sports coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on a Friday night here at WGIL.